Welcome to this week's edition of Tiger Talk. My name is Will Kohlmeyer. I'm the Director of Marketing and Community Relations here at Northeast Mississippi Community College. This weekly podcast promotes all areas of our award-winning institution. And once again, we'll be talking about a wide range of subjects on this week's show. But we lead off with probably the biggest news of the week, and that's when President Ricky Ford had that announcement recently of Ray Scott as the newest member of his cabinet, as Ray replaces David Robbins as the Vice President of Student Services here at Northeast. And Ray's been very kind enough to join us in our studios. First of all, congrats on the new position, Ray, and welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Will. I'm happy to be here.
Well, we're thrilled to have you on board, and I'm telling you, folks, this guy bleeds black and gold. He's been a part of the Northeast family for 27 years, and I bet your mind has been going about 100 miles an hour since President Ford called you and told you the good news.
That is correct. A lot of things going on in the last, 10 days?
So. Yes. I mean, you've gone right into it full blast, but I know you're still teaching, so what does it look like the rest of this spring when it comes to your schedule?
Right now my duties will be, I'm an instructor first. All my classes are in the morning, fortunately, so by 1 o'clock I should be in the vice president's office and able to do my duties there in the afternoon.
Well, I know that you basically had this job before. It wasn't called VP of Student Services. It was the Dean of Students. So I imagine that has probably helped some in the transition, hasn't it?
The background that I have, I came here as Assistant Director of Student Activities. So I started in that division. And I've been in there the whole time, moved progressively to the director, then Dean Hal Hughes, who was the Dean of Students, retired, and I kind of did that on an interim basis for about a couple of years or so, and real helpful.
Oh, there's no question.
It's a lot of experience there. I had great people around me at that time that taught me a lot about the college life.
And, of course, another part of your responsibility under your umbrella is athletics. And, of course, that's the reason you came to Northeast in the first part. Back in 1991, you helped lead the Tigers to their first North Division title since back 1970.
We came here, and I was assistant director of student activities and the head baseball coach. We did that for 15 years, and we had some great teams and great players. And being around athletics that long kind of helps me in this position also. Now I can see the big picture with all athletics, so we're looking forward to it.
Well, we're looking forward to having you in this position. And I know Northeast is a very special place for not only yourself, but your entire family.
My family, my sons have grown up here. Now my wife teaches here. She's been here somewhere around 20 years. My son is an assistant baseball coach. And he played here. They both went to school here. And then I have a 15-year-old that hopefully in about 3 years he'll be going to school here.
That's wonderful. A family affair. The Scots and Northeast. Now, that's a winning combination, folks. Congrats once again, Ray, on the new position and all the best.
Well, thank you very much, Will. And we look forward to working with you as well as everyone else in our division. Thank you.
Up next on Tiger Talk is my sidekick in the Marketing and Community Relations Department here at Northeast, Kenny Paulgino. KP, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Will. Great to be here.
Great to have you. And I'll tell you what, Mother Nature, a big winner today. She has forced the postponements of both of our opening days in baseball and softball, but we just push them back 2 days.
Yes, sir. Of course, we had Coach Longin here today and also Coach Harrelson last week, so they were excited, but a lot of rain today and possibly tomorrow, so the games will be Thursday, of course. Now, baseball is at 12 against Calhoun, and softball will start at 1 o'clock against Motlow State. So, also, we got basketball that night, so if you need an off day, take Thursday off, and you can come watch baseball, softball, and basketball here in Tigerland.
Yeah, Tigerland will be a sportsman's paradise on Thursday. You mentioned opening day for baseball and softball, and then, of course, that night, two huge North Division duels as we host East Mississippi.
Yes, the girls are going to try to win, of course, losing on the road at East Mississippi, so they're trying to bounce back and get a win here at home. And the boys are going to keep pushing and need a little help to get to the top of the North Division.
Well, that's exactly right. I had the honor of calling both those games down at Scuba last month, and so it's time to pay back that loss for the ladies, and then, of course, like you said, the men need to keep on winning to try to host the North, at least the winner of the North in the men's side, will host the state tournament. So there's plenty to play for still as we get close to the end of the regular season for basketball. Also, plenty of other things going on here at the college, and I know you've got some deadlines and some tryouts that are coming up.
Also, I forgot to mention reunion for the 81 and 82 state championship team for men's basketball will be this Thursday night. So we're going to honor them. I think we're going to do it halftime of the men's game.
That's right.
Come out and, you know, you support your girls and the guys and also get to see all those guys. They'll all be back. And, you know, of course, a lot of smiles will be happening out there. So we'll honor those guys that night.
They had quite a year. 26-4, I believe. They won the state title over Utica at Utica. And so, yes, you'll get a chance to see all of them as they'll be back at Bonner Arnold this Thursday night.
All right, now to the foundation. And Miss Georgie Carroll wanted me to say this on here. The NEMCC Foundation Agency Scholarship, and this is the Northeast Big Scholarship, and this is the one with the strict deadline. And the deadline is March 15th, and you can see all the complete list of the agency scholarships available on our website, nemcc.edu. All you do is click on the Foundation and Alumni, then Foundation Scholarships. You complete the online scholarship, and, you know, hopefully you'll get it. But that's a strict deadline, so, and a lot of people get those, so you want to, you know, definitely go on there and do that. And one kicker is a lot of people don't. They see that and like, oh, there's no chance. Well, actually, you do it. There's, I mean, a pretty good chance of you getting it because a lot of people don't. So that's one thing there at the scholarship. And then we have Campus Country tryouts. The tryout date for Campus Country will be April 14th at 9 a.m. here in Seth Pounds Auditorium. And, of course, you know, we'll have two more show times. They had their fall show times, which went really well.
Really well, yes.
And the show times for the spring are March 1st at 7 o'clock at Seth Pounds Auditorium, and then April 19th at 7 o'clock in Seth Pounds Auditorium. So also, you know, Chris Dunn does a great job with them, so you might want to come check that out if you didn't get to see the fall show times. Now on to the Tiger Band. They have Tiger Dancer tryouts, and they will be April 14th also, and that will be 9 to 2 in the Northeast Band Room. And also, let's see, looks like Color Guard is going to have a tryout also April 14th. So April 14th is the – make sure you just circle that 100 times on your calendar if you're trying to do any of these. April 14th, and they'll be in the Coliseum. So a little different there. The Color Guard for the band will be in the Coliseum, and then the Tiger Dancers will be in the band room.
Okay.
And Brian Mitchell, you can contact Brian Mitchell and those guys for that information. And then the last thing, can't forget the cheerleading and mascot tryouts. But before I say the tryout date, they have two clinic dates before the tryout date, April 3rd, 4 to 6, and April 4th, 4 to 6. And then the tryout date will be April 5th at 3:30 in Bonner Arnold Coliseum. So a lot going on. I know we said that. A lot of sports this week, a lot of tryouts, a lot of scholarships. Don't forget to do that. And as I said, a lot of those dates right there are April 14th, so circle that on your calendar.
I got a date to keep in mind a little closer to where we are right now. The PTKA spring induction is set for Monday, February the 12th at 5 p.m. in the Bonner Arnold Coliseum. Our Iota Zeta chapter of the Phi Theta Kappa Honor Society is one of the largest in the state, one of the best in the country, and routinely on stage at international competition. They extended 478 invitations for induction this spring. That's mighty impressive, KP.
Pretty impressive.
No doubt about that. Before I let you go, we always push social media, place a lot of emphasis on social media here at Northeast Mississippi Community College, not only athletically, but also campus-wide as well.
For sure. Our main Twitter has also been working on that, me, you, and Michael Miller. We've been putting a lot of stuff on there, trying to keep upgrading it as it goes along. You know, a lot of people look at Twitter and stuff. So our main campus Twitter is at Northeast MSCC. So that's just the main campus, Northeast Mississippi Community College, Northeast MSCC. You can find a lot of things on there. And then our athletic for both Instagram and for Instagram and athletics is NEMCC Tigers.
Okay, so that's Instagram and Twitter.
That's both for our athletic accounts. And then our main account on Instagram is just NEMCC underscore Tigers.
Okay.
So that's all. So kind of confusing there, but all you do is just look up Northeast and all of it will all pop up. A lot of great information.
Sounds wonderful. Thanks for the time, partner, and we'll see you at a sporting event very soon.
We look forward. Anybody wants to find me and Will Thursday, just go to the softball, baseball, or Barnwell Coliseum. You'll find us there.
All of the above. You betcha. Go Tigers. Our next guest has been a part of the Northeast family for 27 years. She's Pam Meeks, the director of the High School Equivalency and also a grant writer here at Northeast. And first of all, Pam, welcome to Tiger Talk.
Thank you, Will.
Well, we talked about you're the director of HSE, High School Equivalency, and there's some options that are available right now for students to consider.
Exactly. A lot of folks drop out of school for various reasons, and then they realize that they can't go any further. They're in a dead-end street unless they have their high school diploma. So we have two options available at Northeast that they can take. They can take the HISET test or the GED.
Okay, let's go into a little bit about the I know there's five different sections. Talk about the HISET. First of all, a standard high school equivalency exam that's published by the Educational Testing Service.
Right. The HISET measures the common core skills involved in K through 12, and there's five sections. They take math, they take science, social studies, and reading, and writing. And the writing includes a comprehensive essay. It is a time test, but they can get accommodations if they have learning disabilities that have been documented, or if we expect that they have them, then we can assist them in getting those accommodations.
Cost is only $17 per section, right?
That's correct.
And you may, if you're a student, you may, if you fail, you may retake the test twice at a reduced rate of $7. If someone has more questions about HISET, how can they further that?
They can call our office or they can go online to the HISET website, which is HISET.ets.org. Now, they can take the test on the HISET, either the computer version or the paper and pencil version. And some folks do better on the computer, but the older students, a lot of times, if they lack typing skills, then they want to do it on paper and pencil. And they can interchange those from paper and pencil. So they start with computer. They don't have to stay with computer if it's just the HISET. And they can, you know, like you say, they can retake two tests free each section. And then they'll just have to pay the $7. And we have scholarship of money available to assist them if they're in the adult ed classes.
Wonderful. Now, we mentioned options. So, of course, there are also the GED. That was established, God, it's hard to believe, I guess, since World War II.
Right. And this is the test that most people know about. When they usually call our office and they're trying to get their high school equivalency, they'll say GED right off the bat because it is the most familiar. And it is a lot like the HISET test in that it is also timed. It measures the same K through 12 skills that are being taught in high school because it needs to be equivalent to our graduating seniors. And it has four sections in it instead of five, which is math, science, social studies, and writing. And the writing also includes an essay in that test as well.
So you've got a couple different options. Of course, free classes are available in all five counties.
That's correct. That's correct. Now, one difference in the GED is it can only be administered computer-based.
Okay.
And it's a little more expensive. It's $30 per section, and they do not give any free retest, which is a little bit more costly for students just coming straight off the streets that aren't getting scholarships.
So all this falls under the adult ed umbrella, which falls, of course, under workforce as well. And I know you're busy with that, but also, and when I introduced you, a grant writer, and you've done a terrific job, and gosh, grant writing, it's maybe even more important than ever these days with the funds continuing to dry up coming out of Jackson. Grant writing is, wow, and I know you've been busy on that front as well.
That's correct. It is very important, and it takes a lot of creativity, and you have to sit around and think about what can you do different, because the money is drying up at the state level. There's just so much tax money to go around. And so the community college system seems like always are getting the short end of the stick, but we need to sit around as a faculty and staff and even interviewing students to try to figure out what is it that we can do different to make Northeast stand out and to make funders want to give us external money.
Well, I'll tell you what, I just listening to you, I know there'll be some people out there listening to this week's edition of Tiger Talk, and if they want some more information, I know you gave the HISET, that .org website, but what's the best way for them to try to get a hold of you or someone in your department?
Okay, as far as the adult ed classes, it would be best to contact the director, Laurie Kiesler, at 720-7259. Now, on the GED test, they can go to GED.com. Both the HISET and GED, they can register online, so they don't necessarily have to contact staff in order to get those tests started. One thing that either test that they give, the end result is a Mississippi-issued high school diploma that is, or high school equivalency diploma that is recognized by all the colleges within the state and out of state. So either one is good.
Well, and I've been here for almost 6 months, but I've talked to several students, some wonderful success stories out there that, like you said, things happen in life, whether they drop out, they come back here, let Northeast be a part of it, and then you can just see them beginning to get that confidence back and the future's whatever they want.
Right. An interesting story from the state level is that our previous assistant adult ed director for the state of Mississippi was a high school dropout, and she got her GED, and now she has her doctorate. So it's not just an easy test, and
no.
Everybody just can't come in and pass it. You're not more than likely going to pass it without studying. So it is a very hard test, but it doesn't close doors.
No.
It opens doors.
Yeah, let those folks chase those dreams.
Exactly.
Can't thank you enough for your time, what you do on a daily basis here at Northeast. 27 years under your belt, and we're glad you're part of the family.
Thank you, Will.
Our next guest is all smiles. He's Jody Long, the head softball coach here at Northeast. And first of all, welcome to Tiger Talk.
Thank you, Will.
Well, that smile is more than usual because Thursday is opening day. Your Lady Tigers start the season, and I'll tell you what, there is nothing like opening day. Right, Coach?
It is. Everybody's excited. I mean, we put in a lot of time on the practice field and everything, and it's just time to strap it on and play somebody else.
Well, that somebody else will be Motlow State. First pitch at 1 o'clock, and as always, a doubleheader. What have you and your assistant, Kevin Connell, what have you seen and maybe learned about your team during preseason practice?
Our kids are buying into everything we ask them to do. They're working hard. They, have really put a lot of time, a lot of emphasis in weight room and getting stronger. Our hitting philosophy and everything, and I just think our kids are excited that this day is finally here.
Yeah, it's a lot of excitement, been pinned up for a while. Okay, those are some of the positives. What about some of the concerns? Where do they lie as you get into your season?
Our overall makeup of our team is young, especially in the pitching circle. We're young. Our kids have the fall behind them now, so they kind of have to become sophomores, and by their second year, they're kind of juniors because, we throw them in the fire in the fall. Our biggest concern as coaches is just to see our pitching staff and how well they're going to do once we, put down the chalk lines and these games are played for real.
Well, you talk about the fall, and there are some that's why you get them battle-tested. I mean, you're playing some of those D1 schools and D2 to get them ready and for you guys to evaluate who can do what come spring.
The fall for us is set up to play four-year schools, to put our kids in front of those coaches for, future recruiting purposes, but at the same time allows our team to face junior and senior pitchers, kids that have been in programs for three and four years and, that are supposed to be, more polished and those type things, and, actually to prepare us better for the spring.
Yeah, and it's a challenging schedule that you will face this spring. Of course, Coach, you've been here since 1997. You've been a part of the postseason all but 2 years, quite a program. But when you look at this schedule, I think 9 different opponents were ranked at one time or another a year ago that's on your schedule this year. What needs to happen over the next month or so to get you guys ready once division play starts?
Our biggest thing is trying to get our lineup set by February the 28th when we open, conference play. We've got, 3 or 4 doubleheaders, and we've got a couple tournaments. So if we have opportunity to play somewhere 15 to 20 games and give everybody an opportunity to perform. But the biggest thing with these games early on is trying to get a lineup set going into conference play.
There's going to be a challenge, no doubt about that. Five, I saw in the preseason, top 25 different teams from Region 23 are ranked. You mentioned tournaments, and for softball fans in this area, it's always a treat. Tiger Fest, and this year's annual event will happen on February 16th and 17th. Returns, as always, to the Boonville City Park. You've got three total fields to see in action. You'll welcome ball clubs from five states in the Midwest and the Southeast, 29 games over a two-day period. And it's widely considered as one of the top programs, not only here in the South, but all over the country as well.
It is. It's one of those things. There's a lot of northern teams. There'll be, you know, teams that play in the NJCA National Tournament in May that are here every year. And a lot of times, the first time they're able to be outside is during our tournament. So it gives a lot of the northern schools an opportunity to, you know, come a little further south. And I mean, it's not warm by any means, you know, for us, but for them, it's just exciting to open their seasons here and just be excited about being out on the field.
Yeah, being from a guy from Wisconsin, yeah, it wouldn't be not necessarily warm for us down here, but for those folks venturing from the Midwest, it is a welcome sight, no snow. And a little bit later on in this year, speaking of tournaments, I know you're excited about the lineup right now, the high school teams that you will host at the end of our spring break. It'll be Friday the 16th. I think you've got 22 different high school teams already have said that write us down. We're going to be a part of this tournament.
Yeah. We bring in a lot of high school and junior varsity teams. We've got teams from Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee. Mount Juliet is coached by a former Tiger, Haley Nelp, out of Nashville. And so we have an opportunity to bring 22 high school teams here one day. Every team plays two or three varsity games and either one or two JV games. So you'll look at probably somewhere between 40 and 50 games in one day at the park.
Man, that's amazing. Well, all the best on opening day and throughout the spring. And, of course, we'll get you on an upcoming Tiger Talk to give us an update on how your Lady Tigers are doing, maybe before division play begins. All the best, Coach.
Thank you, Will.
And with that, we wrap up this week's edition of Tiger Talk. We're always appreciative of the behind-the-scenes work of Michael Miller and Jeffrey Powell, what they do each week to get us on the air. So for Ray Scott, Pam Meeks, Jody Long, and Kenny Paulgino, I'm Will Kohlmeyer saying so long. We sincerely thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next week right here on Tiger Talk.